I've got them all in lights, and I'm visually inspecting them to make sure that they're all back.
Okay, give us a call when you're ready to, you know, set that tunnel down there, and we'll watch our pressure.
Roger.
Thank you. pretty far along. Never seen that far along.
Yep.
Looks pretty far along. Go ahead and maneuver, Joe. just a little bit, not much. Hey, John, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot, Bill.
Yeah.
But if you just get John and push you down and play the 4-5.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to go build our truck and see if I'm up to keep the field here. So if we feel a lot of pressure up here, but still won't pay any. I think you got to make the mid-spin contact. You got a decision to make here, but it won't spin. Either you can do it by jumping your cabin all the way, and that decision's going to be up to you, or else you can call the round to be off. It doesn't matter one way or the other. Maybe you can play it safe. So we're...
Houston, how do you read Snoopy now?
your reason. Over. Okay, so look, as far as we can see, like all the silos that floated around the spacecraft, it probably got into that 10th line. The only solution that we see about it is to prevent the settlers to take it off through the wind and take us down. If John was trying to do it, it would suck that silo right back into his tunnel valve there, which is no good. But then a rough line in the command module. So we could do something, we could live with the wind for a while. But that's about all we can see. And as far as we understand about the film, it's probably not a good idea to release that film with all that pressure on it. Over.
Doing, Joe?
Next day, we've got three credits from the same land system for 3 days, we're all straight away. Thank you.